ham?
I am the backup to the backup host when it comes to the NIT break. Monty, the host. Mine of the backup host. I'm the backup host. There was no SS this past Friday, so we listened to the rest of the best missed out e-breaks of the week here in Ham Radio. As we mentioned earlier in the program, Elf won the big one this week, thinking that the kid that drank Dino DNA or Dino urine.
Where would you even find Dino DNA? I feel like they're using that to invent Jurassic Park.
I was thinking of the graphic of the guy going, Dino DNA.
Oh.
But it was the kid that drank Dino urine, Trevor Morgan, thinking he was Tracy Morgan, which was unfortunate. But here are the rest. Candidate 1, Ier, Shadow Producer. This happened on the Sweet Spot. I think it was a Mozzie Monday. And following the Cowboys game, we do, as DJ knows.
Thank you.
The segment called
Sweet Sounds and Observations.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fox, I believe, was doing the broadcast. They used the song How Soon Is Now by the Smiths going to break, which we'll play on the Hardline from time to time. It's also the theme, a cover of it is the theme for the TV show Charmed. EA hopped on to talk about Charmed, and we got this mispronunciation.
So when we play this drop all the time, you know, we make fun of Davey and all that, and I always think it's the Charmed song because as a child, I used to watch Charmed.
Wait, hold on. We're talking about the WB show?
Yes, yeah. With the three sisters who are witches. Hey,
you watched Charmed?
Yeah. I might have been a child, but I knew they were hot.
Okay, we're the same age. That was definitely a girl show.
In fairness, getting to watch Alyssa Milano for an hour and Rose McGowan, there's nothing wrong
exactly.
with that.
Shannon Dorothy, Holly Marie Combs.
Shannon Dorothy?
Yeah, Shannon whatever. Dorothy, yeah. She was hot.
Holly Marie Combs. They fought demons.
Yeah, they did fight demons. I'll give you that.
It's a great show.
EA is right. It's the same song.
There's a lot going on there.
Shannon Dorothy
for a show that he watches religiously.
And any show that fights demons, I mean, I'm in too.
That's candidate one is EA, our sleepy shadow producer. Candidate two, I'm putting this one on Cumulus. This happened two Fridays ago on the Hardline's final segment of the week called the Concert Calendar, my favorite segment.
It's on him.
I play the playlist from Dave on Spotify,
yep,
which Mino used to pay for. So we don't have ads. So I guess he got a new debit card on vacation. So we don't have the premium subscription where there's no ads. And while doing the concert calendar, a Spotify ad interrupted our final segment.
Is there a more country name than Austin Allsup?
That's the guy that was on the Jubb had him on.
Oh, really?
The Voice.
Yeah. Okay.
He'd come over for the Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve hot rod viewing.
Oh, that's true. The tradition continues.
Yeah. I'm in on that.
Okay.
And Thursday at AT&T Stadium,
Post Malone.
Well, you're watching the other football.
No way.
Oh,
the last
man.
Song.
That is hilarious. All right, let me know when it's done playing.
Are you guys?
You guys know what that means, everybody out there? The station.
It's too poor for a Spotify account.
The station hasn't bought a Spotify account.
Jeez.
We'll use mine next week.
We're only 30 years into this.
Well, Spotify hasn't been around that long.
Yeah,
we haven't got to it yet.
And at the Reconsider Lounge.
So for that segment leading up to it, since this has not been premium, I'll just spam play as many songs as I can to try to trigger an ad so I don't have one play during that segment.
Cheap. Shouldn't have to do that.
I shouldn't have to do that.
I just Googled Spotify Premium cost. The first result, Spotify Premium tried 2 months for $0. So we could have it for free.
Mm-hmm.
We also had the issue with our Twitter account at one point, and it just warned me. It goes, are you going to pay? And I was like, I'm not in charge. And then it went away.
Okay.
At least you're not a fill-in board op. Davey would have lost his mind on you if you were a fill-in.
Yeah.
He just laughed that one off, so good for him.
Yeah. Candidate three is Dave.
Oh.
We had just come back from break on the hard line. This, of course, right now being the NIT break here on Work in Progress.
Good reset.
Thank you. Dave presumably was talking about something or preparing for something in a segment later, was not listening to something Bob had just said.
Then on Thursday, we've got that triple header. Friday, we have a Black Friday game at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon with the Eagles-Bears. And the beat goes on. Of course, at night, there's a certain college game Friday night, too, now that you mention it. But
that's Friday?
Texas A&M is Friday night at 6:30.
Yeah, that's your primetime extravaganza.
Tasty.
Kind of wild the NFL didn't take Friday night. They took Friday at 2.
Just let us have something. Seriously.
I don't know what game they're trampling on there. Not the Egg Bowl.
The Iron Bowl, maybe? Is that Friday?
No, the Egg Bowl is early.
Like 11 a.m. Friday?
Yeah, yeah. The Egg Bowl is early, then NFL, then Texas and...
The Iron Bowl Saturday.
Texas A&M.
Yes.
No, Iron Bowl Saturday.
That's what I just said, yeah.
Like I just said.
I thought you said Egg Bowl.
Yeah.
All right, well...
Why don't you shut up?
Here is the portion of the show where we discuss the two wide receivers that are all the talk.
By the way, your NFL Black Friday game is Bears at Eagles.
Oh, my gosh.
That's 2 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I want a transcript of the last 90 seconds. This has been...
Oh, really? Did you say what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This has been the best comeback from a break in Hardline history.
Boy, between that and the Doug Flutie thing, it's not on the same page.
I mean, if I can put my program director pants on... Taking a long time to get into whatever the point of that segment was. Yeah. I don't know what y'all are talking about. Everyone can see the schedule pretty easily.
At least that one wasn't as bad. Some not listenings are like within seconds.
That one there was a little buffer in between, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of time.
That was candidate 3. Candidate 4 is Elf. Elf won the e-break this past week. He also was nominated here. He forgot who the Mavericks rookie was this season filling in for the Musers, and had an unfortunate phrasing when it came to talking about him.
When you have a fortunate thing like getting the number one pick, and you have Chris... oh, my God. Help me out here.
No, I'm going to let you just sit here.
I know.
Michael Parsons.
Michael Parsons. The hell is our rookie's name?
Cooper Flagg?
Thank you.
Okay.
Cooper Flagg comes in your lap, right? And you basically have him as your number one pick. Stop that. Stop that. God dang it. Okay, this is 3 already.
Uh-huh. No, you're doing great. I love it.
I'm go home. All right.
You have Cooper Flagg on your team.
Yes.
Falls in your lap.
Boy, people that have front row seats really do.
I don't know who your name is, but what are you doing?
You wear a poncho.
What's going on in Elf's personal life? He's got...
I don't know.
He's got love on the brain.
He's always either coming or going.
Cooper Flagg comes in your lap.
Yeah, what do you do? I don't know how to react in that situation.
I don't know. I guess I...
Ask for an app.
I mean, meet him halfway.
He's the future. I mean...
What does that mean?
Would he jar it and save it?
I don't know.
Yeah, he would sell it on
eBay.
Send it in to get graded.
Flag seed.
All right, candidate 5... Johnny Ebrake, Craig Rosengarten. They were talking about cheating in golf. Dylan was on the board. Played a drop of Craig, and it derailed them so bad that they just went to break.
You cheat in basketball, nobody's really going to say much. But you cheat in golf.
Golf.
It's kind of like maybe the worst thing you can do.
It's the worst reputation to have. That's definitely.
Well, sure. But if you're going to be penal on something, it would be cheating, right? Just... Mm-hmm. It's yeah, you know, we don't go for that. And you're on the
hotel planner
penal.
Yeah, you got it right this time.
You did it, yeah.
Right out of the chute.
Dylan. Where was I?
That's a good question.
What's next?
No. So the deal is, so 10 tournaments.
God. What's
next?
Where was I, Gilbert?
But those are your candidates.
It wasn't that wild of a drop to be that thrown off by.
Dylan.
Dylan, why did you get playing?
Why?
He said penal live.
What the? What
there's
the hell was that
there's
talking?
A drop from a previous e-break where he said penal funny. And he just couldn't recover.
And he just gave up. But your 5 candidates, EA with Shannon Dorothy, Cumulus,
with not paying for Spotify and making Mino do it. Dave for not listening. Elf for what Cooper Flag does. And Johnny E-Break, Craig Rosengarten, for completely getting derailed. And this person never goes first, so I'll start off with Monty.
Not remembering the 1-1's a pretty bad one. I'll give this one to Elf.
Okay. Will Connerly.
I'll also go Elf, but not for not remembering, but just the lap is an interesting choice. Cooper as well.
Take this.
EA, wake him up.
Just to make things interesting, let's go with Johnny E-Break.
Okay. Dylan.
I, too, will go with Johnny E-Break, just because it literally did derail. I mean, that is the definition of an E-Break.
Deej.
Can you replay all of the candidates again for
at
me?
Once.
At once. I'm going to go with Craig Rosengarten.
Ooh. Here's the thing. I was going to go with Elf, so we'd have a 3-3 tie. But I'll go with Johnny E-Break, just so there's not a tie, and we can end the segment.
I think we should make it a tie and call somebody. Or the first P1 that calls in. And break
coming up after the break?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it differently.
888-787-1310. Talk to EA, and we'll get you on.
We're just going
to
give it to Rosengarten.
All nope, right. Not going to happen.
How many wins does that make for...
He's 9. He's still 4 behind you.
There right. You have it. There's Ham Radio, and there's the NIT.
I think so.
What are you doing? You're an idiot!
Sunday brunch is next.
God!